This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
And GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. But in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls. That's right. This is your hour. This is the chance when you can talk back to the radio. How many times have you listened to the radio or television and something catches your attention? Something about space, something about dinosaurs, something about DNA, about cancer, something that intrigues you, but hey, you're all alone. There's nobody to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can give me a call by calling 612-564-8135. You'll hear a recording. Simply leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps you can get on national radio. And be sure to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And it lists all the different kinds of media appearances, books I've written. I've written four New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The Future of Humanity, Our Future in Outer Space, as we begin to go to the moon, and then on to Mars, and then perhaps colonizing Mars, and then even beyond that, to the asteroid belt, and who knows, maybe even to the stars. All that chronicled in my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, to find out where I'll be speaking. And maybe I'll be speaking in a city next to you. Maybe I'll be signing your copy of The Future of Humanity. And after I sign your book, you can go to eBay and auction it off for money. That's right. Go to eBay and look at autographed books, and you realize that, hey, I could actually make money on Professor Kaku's book tour. That's right, if you have it autographed. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And remember, no question is, quote, too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound, the most revealing questions of all. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, let's move on now to the first listener phone call.
My name is Shirley. The last name is Chrissy. The call letters of the radio station I listen to is KONA. The city I'm calling from is West Richland, Washington. My question has the question, why is there more matter than antimatter, been answered? I would like to know if the answer may be connected to the gravity of black holes and matter which comes out white on the other side, unless the negative energy is too great and the hole explodes. Thank you.
Wow, what a question. Well, let's break it down, because you're asking something that is at the cutting edge of science, and you're asking questions that the correct answer is, well, we physicists don't know. So let's break it down one by one. First of all, there is matter, of course, matter which makes up our world, the Earth, the Sun, the stars, matter. But there's also antimatter, which is the opposite of ordinary matter. When the two come in contact, they annihilate, like, for example, build in an atomic bomb. So you don't want to get too close to something made out of antimatter. Antimatter has the opposite charge of matter, so the antiproton has a negative charge, which is the opposite of what we learned in high school. The electron normally has a negative charge, but the anti-electron has a positive charge. So therefore, you can create anti-atoms. In fact, we've done that. At CERN, outside Geneva, Switzerland, we have this gigantic atom smasher costing over $10 billion. And that atom smasher has created beams of pure antimatter. And when you combine antimatter with other forms of antimatter, you get anti-atoms. And believe it or not, we have created anti-hydrogen. That is an anti-electron circulating an anti-proton. Now, you ask a very embarrassing question to a physicist. By rights, we think that at the Big Bang, the beginning of the universe, everything was symmetrical in our equations. Therefore, we should have had an equal amount of matter and antimatter. And, of course, they annihilate each other. So, in some sense, we shouldn't be here. I repeat, we shouldn't be here because, by rights, an equal amount of matter and antimatter at the beginning of the universe should have annihilated into a bunch of gamma rays, and we should not be here. And so the first embarrassing question is, why are we here at all? Well, let's actually measure the amount of antimatter in the universe. Using our satellites, we can detect the fingerprint of antimatter. When antimatter collides with matter, it creates gamma rays of 1.02 million electron volts, and that's a signature, the fingerprint of the presence of antimatter in outer space. So when we scan the heavens, what do we find? Almost nothing. Almost nothing at that energy. In other words, sorry to say, the universe really is made out of matter, not equal amounts of matter and antimatter. And that is a mystery. What's the answer? We don't know. In fact, there's a Nobel Prize waiting for somebody that figures out why we exist at all, why there is more matter than antimatter, and thank God that's true, otherwise we wouldn't be here. Our atoms would have annihilated and burst into energy billions of years ago, and the Big Bang, in some sense, would have been a dud. Now, the leading theory of all this is called string theory, which is what I do for a living. And even in string theory, you have to sort of put it in by hand and fudge it a bit. So even string theory, which is the leading theory for the ultimate theory of everything, it's not quite clear why we have this problem. Now, if you want to Google this problem, go to the website of the American Physical Society, or simply Google matter-antimatter annihilation, or the CPT theorem and CP violation. Google CP violation, and you'll get all the scientific papers that theorize about what might be causing it, but the bottom line is we are clueless. Now, the listener had a rather ingenious way of resolving the crisis. Let's say we have matter plunging into a black hole. Where does it go? We don't know. That's another big question. But some people think maybe it's blown out the other end as a white hole. And then the question that she asked was, if matter disappears into a black hole and perhaps wind up someplace else as a white hole, can that cause the difference between matter and antimatter? Well, actually, that question we can answer, and the answer is no. It turns out that objects falling into black holes obey the usual laws of quantum mechanics, and therefore, if you have an atom that goes into a black hole, it remains an atom. It does not turn into an anti-atom. And so, once again, to sum up, the answer to the question that was asked is, we physicists don't know, but here's a suggestion. If you ever figure out the reason why there is more matter than antimatter in the universe, tell me first, and we too will split the Nobel Prize money together. We too will become millionaires, winning the Nobel Prize and having our names carved in stone. Okay, well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever had one or more silver or gray-looking fillings in your teeth? These are mercury fillings that off-gas mercury vapor and release mercury particles while chewing food. Mercury destroys the nerves in your digestive tract, causing constipation and candida overgrowth. It also kills or cripples other cells on contact. If you have a health challenge, I invite you to consider that mercury may be a causative agent. In addition to dental fillings, mercury comes from seafood and vaccines. Detoxifying mercury has never been easier than now. Thanks to advancements in science, you can now feed your body the sulfur-rich protein known as whey protein concentrate and be supporting your body's glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's most effective means of removing mercury from the body. Green Metal Whey Protein Powder is the world's first and only cold, sterilized, and non-denatured whey protein concentrate on the market. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. All you have to do is get to the phones. Call 612-564-8135. Once again, that's 612-564-8135. When you hear the recording, leave your name, call letters to the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you, and here's your chance to have an answer. You know, one time I was doing a book tour, and I passed through the Midwest, and a guy comes up to me and says, "Professor, you really, really have to answer my question." And I thought, well, that's a rather strange thing to say. Why do I have to answer this question? And then he said something rather interesting, which caught me by surprise. He said, "Well, if you don't answer this question, I may have to wait another 10, 20 years before a theoretical physicist passes through my neck of the woods. And so please answer it now so I don't have to wait a few decades for the next answer." And I realized that, well, he was right. I mean, unfortunately, we professional physicists almost never interact with the public. That's right. We tend to keep to ourselves because, well, most of us think it's a bother answering questions from the public because they're uneducated, they're dumb, whatever. And so, unfortunately, many people, their questions are never answered. Well, this is a chance where you can get to the phones and make it right. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, Dr. Kaku. My name is Eddie Bryant. I'm calling from Murphy, North Carolina. I'm listening to you from your website. And my question is this. I've heard Neil deGrasse Tyson say that if he could travel to another universe, he would avoid doing so because on arrival, the laws of that universe could be different and he could just turn to a blob of goo upon arrival. Now, my question regarding that is the theoretical graviton particle, and now believe that it can traverse the strings no problem because it is of a size that allows it to do so. But if the graviton particle doesn't follow different rules on different universes, does that mean at some kind of quantum scale that everything behaves the same in all universes? Or does the graviton particle possibly operate different in a different universe? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question which is at the cutting edge of physics, but let me give you a straight answer. First of all, the theory you're talking about is the multiverse theory, and there are different variations of the multiverse theory. The leading variation is called inflation, where there was a supercharged inflation at the beginning of the universe, much faster than the conventional Big Bang, and because it's a quantum theory, it happens again and again and again. In quantum mechanics, if something happens, there's a certain probability that it'll happen again and again. So if the Big Bang obeys quantum mechanics, then it means that Big Bangs are happening all the time. Baby universes are fissioning off from our parent universe. So think of our universe as a big gigantic soap bubble, and baby soap bubbles keep fissioning off, creating baby universes. And then the question you ask is, well, what happens if I enter one of these baby universes? Well, of course, in science fiction, we always like to dream that we can enter another universe where things are upside down, backwards, and crazy, and that makes for a lot of good plot lines. But as my friend Neil Tyson has pointed out, there's also a probability that the laws of physics are different in these other universes. For example, the proton may not be stable in these other universes, in which case a proton decays into a bunch of anti-electrons and neutrinos, in which case your body turns into dust. Your body will disintegrate, turn into a dust of subatomic particles, because stable matter depends upon stable protons. Our universe depends on having protons which are stable for trillions of years, or else we have no stars. And no stars means no life. However, I should also point out that there's also a probability that there are other universes where things are just like our universe. Protons are stable. They have DNA, just like our DNA. And they have people, perhaps, just like ours, except maybe a twist. Maybe you went to a different college, entered a different occupation, married a different spouse, or maybe you have a twin brother or a twin sister, or maybe you don't even exist at all. In fact, your mind goes crazy thinking about all possible quantum universes that can exist in the multiverse. And so this is the stuff of science fiction. The only difference is that we physicists are now taking all these bizarre, cockamamie ideas very seriously. And if you don't believe me, just Google the word multiverse, and you'll see all the good papers as well as crazy papers that are being introduced because of the fact that once you quantize the Big Bang, that is, once you apply quantum mechanics or atomic physics to the Big Bang, you have multiple universes. And then you ask yet another question, and that is about the graviton and whether the graviton would have different properties. And the answer is no. First of all, we have Einstein's theory of gravity, which says that space-time is like a trampoline net. You can bend it, squeeze it, stretch it, compress it. So the fabric of space and time is stretchable. However, there are ripples. Ripples along the fabric of space-time, and these ripples are particle-like, and they're called gravitons. For example, look at the particle of light. The particle of light is a photon. A photon is a particle of light. Whenever I watch Star Trek, I kind of like giggle to myself whenever Captain Kirk says, fire the photon torpedoes, because what is a photon torpedo? A photon torpedo is a flashlight. That's all it is. So there they are turning on their flashlights trying to battle the Klingons. Well, gravity also has tiny particles associated with it, and they're called gravitons. But yeah, gravitons can go between universes. We believe that. But when they go between universes, they don't change. Atoms may change. That is, a proton may become unstable going through a wormhole. And in that situation, your universe becomes unstable and you disintegrate. However, gravitons are particles of gravity, and therefore they remain pretty much the same in any universe. Now, if your mind is sense swimming at this point, there's a book you can read called Parallel Worlds that I wrote years ago, and it explains all the incredible developments once you assume that atomic physics has to apply to the Big Bang, necessitating a multiverse of universes. So get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Armand from Queens, and I was wondering, Ray Kurzweil thinks that the singularity is going to happen around 2030. What do you think? I believe, personally, that it's going to happen a little earlier because of the way technology is expanding. And by singularity, I mean like where we bind with machines and you can have like almost immortality. I think it'll happen around 2025. What do you think? Have a great one.
Okay, well, let's talk about the singularity. First of all, Ray Kurzweil is a friend of mine. I've interviewed him several times for the Science Channel and also for Science Fantastic. That's right. We've had Ray several times on radio. And Ray now works for Google. He's one of the imagineers of Google, thinking about what the world will look like in the coming decades. And his book is called The Singularity is Near. And what is a singularity? First of all, the word comes from physics, my physics, that is black hole physics. And so we think that at the center of a black hole, there's a rip in the fabric of space-time called a singularity. However, the singularity, when applied to computers, is the point where, well, depending upon how you define it, when machines become smarter than humans. Now, there are many ways to define singularity. One way is to simply say the humans are simply outdistanced by robots. Robots become smarter than us. Another definition is that robots have children, which are smarter than them. They have kids, grandkids, which are even smarter than them. And this process goes on very fast until the robots take over. The robots take over not just the Earth, but they take over the solar system. They begin to cannibalize atoms of the Earth to create computers, gigantic computers the size of the Earth. And eventually they eat up the stars. And eventually they eat up the galaxies. So what about that singularity? Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to talk about what happens when the robots become smarter than us. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia. The Pentagon press secretary saying the United States is continuing to send defense support, as well as asking other countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. John Kirby adding, no one can predict how long the conflict will go on. President Biden is spending the weekend at his Delaware home, but on Friday, the president talks about his plan to reduce the cost of prescription drugs. Speaking at Green River College in Washington, the president announces he wants Congress to limit the price of insulin to $35 a month, which is three times what it costs to make the drug.
If you're on Medicare, you won't have to spend more than $2,000 out of pocket, which is a lot of money.
USA Radio News. Over a dozen victims of former Michigan State University sports doctor Larry Nassar are filing claims against the FBI. Grace French tells NBC's Today Show she was abused by Nassar after the FBI was told about the allegations.
For me, it's about accountability. I want to hold these institutions who failed us over and over again accountable for their inaction or their complete disregard for our safety.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, a Russian general is sharing their plan.
The deputy commander of Russia's Central Military District said on Friday that Moscow wants to seize all of southern and eastern Ukraine, far wider aims than Russia had acknowledged. Ukraine officials said his comments have given to the lie that Russia's previous assertions that it had no territorial ambitions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we go right to the cutting edge of science, right to the point where science, in fact, begins to meet science fiction. And if you want to have your thoughts talked about and your questions answered, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a question about the singularity, and there are many definitions of it. One definition of the singularity is when robots become smarter than us, Another definition of singularity is what happens when robots beget other robots, beget other robots, each one smarter than the previous one, and it goes on forever. And then the robots take over, not just humanity, they take over the Earth. They took over the solar system. In fact, I once interviewed Ray Kurzweil, who is a futurist with Google, and he mentioned that when he looks at the stars at night, he sometimes wonders, out there, with so many stars, maybe one of those stars has a planet which has reached the singularity already, and perhaps they're already engineering their solar system. Perhaps they're moving planets, moving stars around. I mean, the mind starts to boggle thinking about what happens when intelligence can go haywire and become infinitely powerful. Think about that. Well, then the question was, how real are any of these scenarios? Well, first of all, let me point out that Moore's Law, which simply says a computer power doubles every 18 months, is slowing down. So all the wonders of technology that we enjoy today are not happening on schedule anymore, because we're now making transistors the size of, well, the size of molecules, and the age of silicon can come to an end. And a lot of these calculations of the singularity are based on extrapolating Moore's Law into the future. Now, that doesn't mean that we cannot replace silicon with molecular computers, quantum computers, atomic computers, DNA computers, protein computers, and optical computers. The problem is we don't have them yet. And so at the present time, we don't know if Moore's Law is going to continue, and therefore that adds a certain amount of uncertainty as to when the robots are going to become smarter than us. I personally think that by the end of the century, perhaps we'll have machines that can compute faster than us, that begin to rival human intelligence, that have self-awareness. Now, once robots have self-awareness, they could become dangerous. Let's not be naive about this. Elon Musk has said that robots pose an existential threat to humanity. Well, I think for the coming decades, I think Zuckerberg is right. Artificial intelligence will give us jobs, economic growth, activity, billion-dollar corporations. In other words, a new renaissance. However, late in the century, robots could become self-aware. At that point, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. But then some people say to me, Professor, let's not be naive. I mean, at a certain point, the robots are not stupid. They'll figure out that we have a fail-safe system, and they'll simply remove it and continue to become super smart. Then, smarty pants, what happens to us? Well, at that point, I think we should, and this is again over a century from now, I think we should merge with them. Why fight it? Merge with them. That is, become superhuman. Become Superman and Superwoman with superpowers. They'll look just like us, except they'll have superhuman abilities, and they will be our future. Okay, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. If you have a question about science, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question about the singularity. And as I mentioned, we don't know when the singularity is going to happen. First of all, I think that something like that will actually happen. Robots are getting smarter, even though Moore's Law is slowing down. Computer power, by the way, is slowing down now. We're beginning to reach the end of the age of silicon. But time marches on. And it does mean, I think, that one day we'll have machines that can compute as fast as us. And going even beyond that, one day we'll have machines that are self-aware. Now, if you look at the animal kingdom, we see that our most advanced robots are as smart as a cockroach. A cockroach. You can put a cockroach in the middle of a forest. The cockroach can find mates, food, shelter, hide. Cockroaches do very well in the forest. If you put our most advanced robot in the forest, what does it do? It gets lost. That's how primitive our robots are. But let's not be naive. Perhaps by the end of the century, they'll become smarter, perhaps as smart as a mouse, as smart as a rat, as smart as a rabbit, as smart as a cat, dog, and then as smart as a monkey. And at that point, they could become dangerous. At that point, I think we should seriously put a fail-safe system so that we shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. And beyond that, now I'm talking about the 22nd century, I think we should merge with them. Now, some people say, I don't like that idea. Does that mean my brain is going to be put into a vat of liquid connected to a mainframe computer? I mean, how boring. Does that mean I'll spend all my days trapped inside a computer? Incredibly boring. Well, no. If you are inside a mainframe computer, it means that you can control an avatar. a mechanical avatar that sends messages to the mainframe, so you think, you literally think and feel as if you are that avatar. And that mechanical avatar is a superman, a superwoman, beautiful, handsome, super strong, can live on Mars, live on Jupiter, live anywhere it wants to live, and explore the universe. Think about that. Our future could be to merge with our creations. And it's not so grotesque as some people believe, because one day you could wind up waking up as Superman and Superwoman. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hey, this is Brandon from Manhattan. And I was wondering, they were supposed to do a head transplant back in December. Do you have any updates on that? Do you know about the scientists that are doing that, and do you believe it's possible to do a human head transplant? That's what they were doing. The guy was paralyzed and he wanted to put his head on another body. Just let us know about that science, and have a good day. Your show is great.
Okay, well, I haven't heard about that, but I personally think that it's not possible with today's technology to do a head transplant for the simple reason that the number of neural connections in the spinal cord is astronomically large. And these nerve connections are the size of fiber, nerve fibers and molecules. And so we're talking about a fantastic degree of surgery, microsurgery, that is way beyond anything we can do. We can barely hook two ordinary neurons together using robots. And think about it, connecting thousands, millions of these neurons that exist inside the spinal cord. And so, well, in science fiction, it's always a great idea. But I think in practice, it's something that is way beyond our technology. Now, face transplants have already been done, and maybe that's what you're referring to. But a transplant with regards to the entire head is far beyond anything of our technology of today. We don't even have a map, a roadmap of the various neurons of the spinal cord, so we don't know what is connected to another. For an example, think of a cable connecting Manhattan to the rest of the world. That cable can be cut, and can you splice it together? Not anytime soon. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic, and you can give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we take any and all questions about science, even goofy ones. Questions which seem to be rather outlandish, because you deserve a straightforward answer from a scientist. So give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. And if you think your question is too goofy, just remember that if you have a question, chances are thousands of other people also have that same question, but are simply too embarrassed to ask because they don't want to sound silly on national radio. Well, you're not going to be silly on Science Fantastic because we take any and all questions. So give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Roger. I'm listening to you on 1450 KVKW. My question was, as DNA came into place, can people clone other humans yet, or have humans been cloned throughout the world? Maybe we just don't know about it yet. But I was thinking with DNA, for sure, it has been done already. That's my question. Thank you.
Okay, that's a valid question. The answer to your question is, so far, no. However, it is inevitable that at some point or other, it will happen. So let me back up a bit. First of all of us are made out of DNA, which is the code of life. One molecule of DNA contains all the information and principle necessary to create a copy of you. DNA makes copies of itself all the time, and that's why we can live. And then the question is, what happens if we artificially make a copy of the DNA, and that is called cloning. So a clone is a genetic twin, not made by a mother, but a genetic twin using biotechnology. Now, as you know, it's commercially available now. We can clone pets, dogs, cats, even horses. We can clone household pets and animals, and people have done that. We all hear about stories of some celebrity that lost a cherished dog or a cat and wants to bring it back to life. Well, of course, you're not really bringing back the original. The memories are all different. However, the genetics are roughly the same. You're talking about a clone. Now, have we cloned monkeys, primates? And the answer is no. At the present time, we have cloned farm animals. We've cloned pets. But we have not yet cloned a primate or a monkey. And that means certainly we have not yet cloned a human. Now, does that mean that we haven't cloned individual cells of humans? And every once in a while in the media, you hear that scientists have been successful to clone individual cells of humans, in some sense playing God, but not creating a clone that looks like you and me. That has not yet been done. Will it be done eventually? I think yes. Originally, even the Catholic Church railed against cloning. But I think one day it'll be accepted. It's inevitable. And it's not going to be such a big deal. I mean, after all, who's going to be cloning? Rich people who have no heirs. Or rich people who have no heirs they particularly care for. They'll want to clone themselves and give their money to themselves as children to start all over again. So I think the usefulness of human cloning is going to be rather limited. Not everyone is going to want to clone. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
My name's Tim Barnett. Live in Shelton, Washington. But my question would be, how do we warm ourselves with all the technology with a cheap and easy way other than wood that our caveman ancestors warmed themselves with? All right, thanks.
Well, you asked the $64,000 question as to what is going to be the energy supply of the future. Our ancestors, of course, discovered fire. That was one of the pivotal events in human history. And what did we burn? We burned wood. And that opened up civilization as we know it thousands of years ago. Well, today we're reaching yet another milestone. We went from wood to things like coal and charcoal and now oil. And beyond that, what are we looking at? Well, beyond that, we're looking at variations of hydrogen power. First of all, solar and wind. Why don't we have solar and wind power? Why is it that only Hollywood millionaires have gigantic, beautiful, gorgeous solar and wind-powered homes, but not the average Joe and Jane? Well, because of inefficiency. It turns out that solar and wind are not that efficient. What happens when the sun doesn't shine and the winds don't blow? That's where the battery comes in. The bottleneck in terms of creating cheap and renewable energy sources is the battery. But battery power is getting cheaper every year at 7% per year. And it does mean that with super batteries being created, it does mean that one day solar and wind power will become fully economical and competitive. And then there's the dark horse, and that is fusion power. We physicists are betting the store on fusion. But to be honest, every year we push the date of fusion back. And if you want to find out more about fusion, then go to the web, type ITER. And the ITER is the initials for this thermonuclear reactor being built in southern France. It's bankrolled by the United States, the European Union, Russia, Korea, Japan, and, of course, many European nations. And one day, it will replace oil and coal, but not yet. When would it happen? As I mentioned, perhaps around 2050. So don't hold your breath. Fusion power is the future, but perhaps it's not the future for us. Perhaps the next generation will have the benefits of fusion power. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can ask that question.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.